Colm O'Rian is an Irish violinist, and Perini Sundaralingam is a Sri Lankan Tamil poet. They're married, and they've created a unique music that sounds out their common experience of exile and immigration. Perhaps the best way to introduce the marital and musical pairing is from the first time his Irish and her Sri Lankan parents met.
We initially were rather concerned as to how our parents would react as we came from different religions, different backgrounds, two different parts of the planet. When they did meet, they found they had many stories in common, stories of colonialism, of resistance, of also of poetry and the literature and the music that springs out of that. My father said, "I don't know what you were so worried about. They're just like our people."
The British declared the island of Sri Lanka a crown colony in 1802, 1 year after they attached Ireland to the United Kingdom. And that crown unity led to the suppression of the Gaelic language in Ireland.
If caught speaking Irish, you could be sent to jail. If caught teaching it, you could be deported.
And the Tamil language in Sri Lanka.
Tamil language could no longer be used in law courts and schools.
And from that common colonial experience grows this song and poem called Celtic Rag, in Tamil, Gaelic, and English.
Ningale, enathemolian elatuk. If I could choose the language in which I spoke to you, I would choose the dark red tongue of the Tamil lands. The yearning notes, the desert drone, the heated hum of the monsoon rising. If I could choose the language in which I spoke to you, I would choose to speak in Gaelic. The sliding scale, the susurration of breath, the sound of water beating between us.
We both come from small islands surrounded by large oceans.
I'm sure that the sounds of both of these languages, Gaelic and Tamil, were influenced by the fact they evolved right there beside the ocean.
And then the language then affects the music, and vice versa, the constant back and forth.
But we lost our words when we left our lands, when we crossed over that ocean that tastes of tears.
Perini's poetry is naturally lyrical, so the basis of all lyric poetry is music. And I grew up in Ireland, where there's a very strong poetry movement.
It was once said that every poet lives as an exile within his own language, and to write poetry that you have to look at the world sideways on, to feel slightly at odds with the world, to look at things with fresh eyes.
I'm Lonnie Shavelson for VOA News in San Francisco.